Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Trautman, your host. Thanks for joining me. I'm pleased to announce that starting on September 29th, Room 33 will have a series of special reports on the battle for the U.S. Senate. I will analyze key races, which will include Kansas, North Carolina, Georgia, and Iowa. Will the Republicans take over? Will the Democrats continue to lead the upper chamber? It should be a lot of fun. Now, on to this week's podcast. Well, Sweden just had elections, and progressives have reason to celebrate. The Social Democrats gained the most votes and should lead a new government. The left is in, the right is out. Now, the Social Democrats got approximately 31% of the vote. The Moderate Party got approximately 23%. So, say goodbye to the leader of the Moderate Party, Fredrik Reinfeldt. He became Prime Minister in 2006. The Social Democrats are now looking to form a new government. Political parties they could talk to include the Center Party, the Greens, and the Liberals. Stefan Löfven is the leader of the Social Democrats. So while the left can celebrate in Sweden, they also have reason to worry. Why? The rise of Sweden Democrats. They are an anti-elitist and anti-immigration party that garnered almost 13% of the vote. In 2010, they got only 5.7% of the vote. The Sweden Democrats are now the third largest political party in Sweden. That's significant and a reality check. And they want a 90% cut in immigration. Sweden does have a very liberal policy. Lots of asylum seekers might come this year to this country of only 9.7 million people. Where from? Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Eritrea, and Somalia. How many? There might be 80,000. If you are a Syrian and are escaping the war, you have a place in Sweden. Now, there'll be no cooperation with the Sweden Democrats, according to Stefan Löfven. But then, if that is the case, how will his party govern? And guess who said this? We're the absolute kingmaker in parliament now. That would be the leader of the Sweden Democrats, Jimmy Åkesson. Commenting on the success of the Sweden Democrats, the leader of the Green Party said this, "This means the main Swedish parties have failed, but we have been their polar opposite before, and we will continue to be polar opposites to all races." Well, the Social Democrats have work to do. Will Sweden reform their policies on immigration? How would any reform affect Swedish identity? Will other European countries look to Sweden for an example on how to handle this difficult issue? We shall see. But in the meantime, score one for the left. And we'll see if nationalism begins to trump human equality, even in Sweden. Thanks for listening, and feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Trautman, and you're in Room 33.